number 59 from June of 2009, Discipline Before Joy. A few weeks ago, I took a vacation day from the hospital on a Thursday and just puttered around taking care of some details. I stopped at the feed store and got a block of salt for the cows, and I sat around at the bull table and talked big and told lies with the retired guys for a couple hours. I stopped and got gas for the lawnmower, stopped at the hardware store, and did a couple of other details. I was beginning to feel like a man of leisure, and I was thinking that this is how life should always be. The free and easy pace of the day was very enjoyable. This is the kind of life to which I could easily become accustomed, I mused. Too bad I have to go to work first to get to this vacation day. My last stop was at the church to pick up some study materials. When I walked in the side door, I could hear the organ playing some beautiful chords of the next Sunday's prelude. I thought about how much I enjoyed keyboard music and how much I wished I could play anything that I wanted on a piano or an organ. I remembered a guy from the class ahead of me in prep school that could sit down at the piano and play any kind of music you wanted him to, from classical to rock and roll. I would love to be able to play like that guy, or like Marilyn at the organ. Then I remembered that I had my choice to play piano. My mother tried to give me piano lessons and even sent me to somebody else for a while, thinking that I would do better with somebody other than her. But it really didn't matter who my teacher was because I didn't practice. I was more interested in running out and playing baseball or shooting birds or building forts in the barn. I wanted to be able to sit down and play any tune I chose, but I didn't want to do the work. I looked back at Marilyn, still practicing hard at her craft, and knew what the issue was. She was disciplined as a young person in regards to learning keyboards, and I was not. Marilyn practices every single day except Saturdays. She has a priority about practicing and a passion for it, and that is why she has such joy now in playing, and I don't. My mother had tried to tell me. She said, first the work, and then the fun. The discipline comes before the joy. But I didn't think so. It seems to me that the same thing happens in our spiritual lives. We wonder at times why we don't feel the joy of the Spirit of God. We think that we would like to be the kind of contented and excited Christians that we read about in the Bible and even meet from time to time, but it doesn't seem to go that way for us. I believe it is just the same as my desire to have fun with the piano. We want the joy, but not the discipline. There is work involved with spiritual discipline. Let's ask a few simple questions and see what we can find out about ourselves and our spiritual discipline. Do you attend worship every Sunday? Do you attend a Bible class every week? How many days per week do you study Scripture? Do you have daily devotions? Do you begin the day with prayer? Do you end the day with prayer? Do you have prayer in between these times? Do you associate with folks that have a strong spirituality? When was the last time you shared your faith with somebody outside of this congregation? Do you support the mission of this congregation with time, talent, and offerings? Have you volunteered for a position of leadership in your church? Do you come to church prepared to put something into the service or just complain that you didn't get much out of it? I don't know how you came out on these questions, and I'm not really interested in making you feel guilty about them. I simply point out the fact that these questions get at the heart of our spiritual discipline. You will not experience the joy of your faith without the spiritual discipline. God's word has a power unto itself, but you don't tap into that power without getting into the word. You don't play the organ like Marilyn without discipline. You don't become a professional baseball player like J.D. Clauser without lots of hours in the batting cage and on the field. You don't become a joyful, spirit-filled Christian without the spiritual discipline. My mother was right. First the work, and then the fun. I can't wait for my next vacation day, but till then, I guess I'll have to work.